then I belong to the Kiwanis Club, which is what they call Civic Club.
Sure.
And I belong to the I belong to the university alumni group, such as the President's Council. You belong to that because by contributing to the what they call the Florida Foundation. And the Century Club, that's another club that they...
What is the Century Club?
The Century Club are those that contribute $100 a year. And the President Council, those that contribute $1,000 a year.
Mm. I see. I haven't started thinking about being an alumni yet. I went to an undergraduate school.
Oh, and I belong to the old guard. That's because you've been an alumni for 50 years.
Oh, I see. Good.
What did you say? Excuse me, you.
I was going to say, I haven't gotten any. I'm going to be graduating next quarter. And I will be getting University of Florida alumni mail then. I'm already getting alumni mail from two other colleges.
Uh-huh.
They all want my money, you know, and I'll be getting one more college wanting my money now.
Well, you know, Florida had a very strange history with their alumni. They didn't ask me for a penny for the first 40 years after I graduated. They just left me completely alone, and I left them alone. they made no attempt to build up a foundation or anything, and now they get $several million a year from alumni contribution to build up endowments and various scholarship funds and things. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, the people that were active among the alumni. You can be interested and still just be involved in other things and just do nothing. Those that happened to be active formed a kind of a little clique among themselves and said to hell with the rest of them, and that's the way it remained for 40 years. Until somebody came along, I think Dean Beatty was one of the ones that woke them up.
And they've been making money ever since.
And they've been going after it ever since.
Okay, let me ask you a little bit about your family. Do you know where your parents are from?
Yeah.
Were your parents from Florida?
Yeah. Where now you're talking about my birthplace or where they lived most of their life.
Well, let's say they're. First, their birthplace. Where were they born?
Well, my paternal grandfather came to Gainesville in about 1853 or 4.
Yes.
But my father was born, I think, in South Carolina, although he lived in Gainesville at the time.
You mean your...
I mean, my grandfather was living in Gainesville at the time, but my...